This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai has opened an international conference in Berlin today, hoping to raise billions of dollars to help rebuild Afghanistan. More than 50 countries are taking part, along with international financial institutions. The UN Development Agency is warning that Afghanistan is in danger of reverting to a terrorist breeding ground unless donors increase development aid to the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a lengthy report called Securing Afghanistan's Future, Karzai's government says it needs nearly $28 billion over the next 7 years to help Afghanistan become a self-sustaining country. The government says it has plans to use foreign aid for some of the most pressing needs, from countering the flourishing drug trade to addressing poverty. And though few expect such big and long-term commitments, Afghan watcher Barnett Rubin is among those now in Berlin urging donors to back the Afghan plan.
The internationally sponsored peace process in Afghanistan is coming to an end, but there's still an awful lot of work to be done in disbanding militias and building institutions. There won't even be elections by then. The elections have been postponed till September. So it's very important to keep up the momentum.
Rubin, who's the director of studies at New York University's Center on International Cooperation, says rebuilding Afghanistan economically, socially, and politically is the international community's only real exit plan.
If the country collapses again, and that is a very real possible scenario in a country where one-third of the economy now is dependent on the drug trade, then that will create opportunities again for extremists, terrorists, and all kinds of international organized crime, just the situation we had before September 11th.
Security is a key issue on the agenda for the donors' conference. When William Taylor, the State Department's coordinator for Afghanistan, was asked recently about a resurgent Taliban, he said he believes Taliban fighters can't mount a serious military threat, but can terrorize Afghans and aid workers. Taylor says the U.S. is focusing on security matters.
The international community has kind of divided up the responsibilities, and the British are working on counter-narcotics, the Italians are working on judicial reform, the Americans are working on the army, Germans on police, and the Japanese are working on demilitarization.
The donors' conference approach does have its critics, including Thomas Gutierre, who runs the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. He says such conferences raise expectations, and in the case of Afghanistan, some countries haven't followed through on past pledges. Gutierre just got back from Kabul, where he's working on education reform, which he says has been one of the more successful areas for international donors.
I visited a number of schools that I remember having visited maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, that were nothing more than tents, and now have been rebuilt. At one of these places, there were 4,000 students, all girls, going to school in three different shifts. It's very impressive.
The problem areas, he says, are in the countryside, where Afghans need training and job opportunities to keep them away from working with drug lords and warlords. The U.S. has promoted a major highway construction project, but Gutierre says there's much more infrastructure work to be done to move Afghanistan's economy away from being so drug dependent.
The road from Kabul to Kandahar is now in fairly good shape and nearly complete, but there are all the roads all around the country which are integral to the movement of any agricultural goods. And, of course, Afghanistan remains primarily an agrarian society and one that had in the past been a net exporter of things like pistachios, walnuts, pomegranates, and other fruits and nuts.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was in Kabul recently, is leading the U.S. delegation to the Berlin conference. He's pledging $2.2 billion, already approved by Congress. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.